Video: Train derails in Minnesota while carrying hazardous materials. Cleanup underway. By Amy Furr on June 1, 2023. A train derailed Wednesday near Lancaster, Minnesota, while carrying some hazardous materials. Over 20 cars hauling different kinds of freight that included hazardous materials derailed around 4:30 p.m. in an unpopulated area, CAR-11 reported. In a social media post, the Lancaster, Minnesota Fire Department said, "At around 1600 tonight, LFD responded to a train derailment along Highway 59. Approximately 27 cars have derailed, some of which were carrying flammable liquid nose. The liquid nose stayed confined within the cars. No injuries have been reported, and we are all home safe for the evening," the agency told followers. Images show the tangle of train cars piled on top of and beside each other near the roadway. The department also said Highway 59 was closed from Lancaster to Highway 175 and will remain shut down until officials can clean up the area. Meanwhile, social media user Joe Wheeler shared video footage of what appeared to be the scene. "State officials are working with local emergency managers after a train derailed near Lancaster. Glad to hear that no injuries are reported and the site is contained," Governor Tim Walz, D., wrote in a social media post Wednesday night. "Experts are on the way to survey the site and make sure the community has everything they need," he added. In March, Senator Ted Budd, RNC, blasted Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, who received a wave of backlash when it came to major railroad and airline disasters across the nation. Related: Wisconsin train derailment aftermath captured in video, photos. He said in a statement to Breitbart News, "The number one priority at the U.S. Department of Transportation is to look out for the safety of the traveling public. Unfortunately, on this issue, Secretary Buttigieg has been asleep at the switch. Our country has faced numerous transportation safety challenges in just the recent months that he appears completely unprepared to handle, including the train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, 5 near misses at U.S. airports, the Southwest debacle at Christmas, and the first nationwide ground stoppage since 9/11. But also noted that if Buttigieg had performed this badly in a corporate setting, the board would have fired him by now. Breitbart News has covered extensively the train derailments that have happened across the country. Related: Watch: Aerial view of train derailment and fire by lake in Maine.